When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. Episode 6 of Talkin' Schmidt.
Am I recording right now?
Just give it the old college try right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty, what do you think, Schmitty?
Help me out. Art direct.
Talkin' Schmidt.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants, lad.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
Let's hear it for Greg Smith. Yeah!
What's up, everybody? Fucking super stoked today. It's February 5th, which is Preston Mygetter's birthday, so I wanted to give a shout out there for sure. For the podcast, we got a good one. So fucking buckle up and grab some coffee, because today we got my old homie. Filmed a lot with them, hung out tough, laughed our asses off. This is the good homie. I haven't seen him in 15 years, though. Disclaimer there. This is Timothy Donald McKenney.
What's up, Tim?
What up?
I'm so sick having you here.
Nervous.
Don't even be.
I know, I'm not.
No, we're good. We're good. What's up?
Thanks to you, Meza, Bianchi, and a little Hispanic kid, I'm skating all the time now.
I saw some clips in the Tired video.
Thanks to you.
That was so sick.
Thanks to you. It felt really good. It's been a long time.
Uh-huh. You grew up in San Mateo, and that's how we got connected. I was trying to figure out, do you think it was like 94, 93?
I thought we met at the Redwood City ramp that was right by the Chavez Market.
Uh-huh.
I know I skated it with Phil. It had a big extension on it.
Yeah, the crib, the rider.
It was
and,
like an original one, though.
Yeah, the one Chavez. That the Ox skated. And he had all crazy. It had like a tall extension to the
vert
roof.
Wall, like 4 foot. Yeah, it's probably the same one. And Phil did a frontside shove it, and he'd catch it, and he'd revert it back in midair. We both did it. I just remember me and Phil always fed off each other, and that was probably one of the first times me and Phil got the fire together was on that ramp. It was the Chavez Redwood City mini ramp with the big extension.
Yeah. He'd ollied over me. I did like a layback grind, and he did ollied a fakie over me blindside. That ramp was sick. It was really small, but it had like a tall extension.
Yeah, pretty cool. One of the first, and then there was your ramp that had moved twice. I can't remember. I guess I want to say it was in Redwood City, but maybe Menlo, and then it moved farther, or it was always off the always off the freeway, but wasn't there two of them?
It was at our house on Willow Road, and then it moved to Charlie's in University.
Okay, so that's, I guess it was. And is Charlie still around? Somebody, Noah, I call him Noah, his name's Noah Appleton, and he knows Fedge somehow. He told me it's still there. I'm calling bluff.
No, gone. I don't think it's, no.
I thought so.
That would not.
Oh, shout out Foy. Am I getting too loud on this?
No,
shout out
good.
Foy for going to the quads and Backside Smith in that dumpster, dude. That brought tears to my eyes of stokeness, dude. See you there, man.
Oof.
I'm seeing a bunch of shit.
Gnarly, right?
You guys got to bring him out here to destroy all that stuff.
He's been out a few times.
That was amazing. I just saw that recently. I don't know when that was. I'm really out of date with stuff, but to see him at the quads, spracking like Reese off that last hit, it's like, holy shit, you know?
Right?
I would think it would be too rough to even hit now, but I guess not.
So sick. First time I ever filmed a clip that made it into a video was Robbie and Jemmy. Me and you, I think we're at Wicked or something. We were somewhere down there, and we're like, oh, there's a session at Woodside. Me and you booked, maybe we're skating the ramp or something, I don't remember. But everyone, we went to Woodside, and everyone was ripping. And somehow I got a fisheye right up in there, got Gajevi Ollie in the length of the table, and it went into Thrasher, I think that was video number 2. Not The Truth Hurts, but Need for Speed.
You know what? When it comes to skating, I don't remember. I don't remember timelines and videos. I just remember for a second there, Woodside was in every video, putting up the garbage cans and seeing how many Gershon could ollie.
Right.
Or even just the benches on the side, grinding the benches, putting the tables up. There was ledges, Paul Zawanich, that handrail out. There was stuff to skate there, and we didn't get messed with.
Right. No, it was so fun. Like just going lined down, bombing the hill. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then that was before you were on Think, though. That was kind of like right when it was like...
when it was fun.
Yeah.
When skating was fun, we'd go to City Hall. We'd go to Home Savings. We'd make our own spots. And Drake, Jamie Thomas, people would hear about it and come down. I always missed it, but people would come down and check our scenes on the El Camino. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out Drake Jones. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ripper, his mom lived in San Mateo, and I got to skate with him all the time.
Yeah, a lot of the spots in the peninsula, you kind of skated with your crew before they got popular. Like those rail, there's that rail on El Camino that was in front of, I think, a Bank of America or something.
I forget.
Square one, Jake Nunn lip slid it maybe. And then there's the big rail that everyone skated in Hillsboro.
The 16 stair.
Yeah, so.
10-4. Everything down that whole strip, I grew up looking like every skater does, is in the car going, oh, is that a spot? Is that a spot?
Yeah.
Off the freeway, 280, 101. Shout out 92 Sammy's Ditch. I'm going to go there. I just looked at 8 ditches today. It's raining, but I just went and looked at them. They're skatable. I'm going back, you know. These guys put a fire in me that I haven't felt in 15 years.
Yeah,
and I thank them for it. I'm going to call skating the Fountain of Youth. If any of you guys are out there that put it down for 5 years, pick it back up, man. Go bomb a hill. A couple nights ago, it was 30 miles per hour, and I'm probably hyping it. But pitch blackness, switched down a hill, and I felt like I was a little kid again. Go bomb a hill.
Yes.
Shout out GX1000. The new era, Ron Allen, and Civil War Beard. Those guys are a Skater of the Year San Francisco, if you ask me. Those guys killed it.
Yeah, they're on a whole other level. Dude, talk about the fucking infamous China Bank session. Damage, credits.
There's been plenty of them, believe it or not. One of the best ones was with Duffy, watching him backside tail slide it. We were all there. And watched him backside tail slide it when
first
he just
day.
Got on. Yeah, when he just got on Think, and it was us as a bro down, like as if we were bonding with Duffy, and that's what we got to see was him do stuff. It's try to go backside tail up that. It's impossible to do it. It really is.
Hey, I got a story for that one. Sick as shit. We're fucking at the little ledge. It's me, you, Ponch, and Diego. And Duffy shows up. We meet him at the ledge on Army. And he's like, we're like, where do you want to go? He's like, I want to go to China Banks. And we're like, what? Duffy wants to go to China Banks? All right, let's do it. And Poncho looks at me. He's like, Schmitty, fucking Duffy just looked at me. He's like, great. I just went from Ternaski to Schmitty.
He probably did, but in a good way.
Dude, and I was like, dude, he's like looking at me going, dude, I just went from Danny Way to Poncho.
No, I don't know. You know, that's good. Touche. But all the same, yeah. I doubt it.
No, you
because
have
Duffy ain't
language.
Like that. He's part.
Yeah, but
he's
we
a
did,
skateboarder.
We were just, yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is my new crew.
Yeah.
No, but he went from Sean Sheffy and having to grind a 20 fucking stair to Poncho's Nolly Heel Flaps. I got it.
Fakey Trey.
Get you. Touche, Ponchy.
No,
shout out Poncho Muller.
Forever.
Shout out Jake Nunn.
Shout out Little Romeo.
Is that the porno name? Yeah. His porno name. He's big Russian chick. Took him for a ride.
But back to Duffy. That was first day. He just got on the team. We met him, and he backtailed China Banks that day.
Did you
for
remember
the
that? You saw oh, that. You were there.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, as a skateboarder, you don't remember that kind of shit. Mm. It's just a picture in your head of, oh my God, I'm here with effing Duffy.
Yeah.
He's on the team. I don't even deserve to be pro. What the fuck is going on here? That's it. That's my mind working right there.
And then later you're in Germany with him, fucking and partied your ass off.
Flying balls going, dude, I should not be with Duffy right now. This guy is fuegos.
That's so sick, dude.
It was fun. The best shout out, the bombing hill roller skate downhill blacktop. Sickest skate park for me. It reminds me of, it's equivalent to Derby Park, Benicia, And what's the other one equivalent to that? Oh, Hunter's Point Dish. Oh, it's like going to those, but it's in Germany in the ghetto. And you're, and I got to ollie over Duffy's head while he was reading some German mag. Like, dude, that's dreams. Dreams coming true.
Duffy's the best. China Banks, that day you lip slid it or nose picked it the same day that Phil Smith ground it, right?
Phil tail slid it, Smith ground it. I did the long bench, nose pick ground, and you guys call nose picks. You pop in and you don't grab it. I want to call it an indie, but that's backside. So I just grabbed frontside and popped in. Goat row. Shout out Eric J for the goat row. It's the goat row.
I miss Eric J. I'm looking for you, Eric.
I seen him. Shout out 7-Eleven Pacifica. That's where you'll see him. He'll be there in the middle of the night grabbing something.
Oh shit, I'm down.
Sharp Park, 7-Eleven.
Schnee. Besides that, what do you think are some of the raddest things that's gone down at China Banks?
You know what I'm seeing now. I guess a dude switched it, but before that, the dude front-sided it. The 180 nose grind on it. The fucking nose pick gnarly in, whatever you want to call it. Dude, what's his name? Give it to Bezenitz. I'm going to say it wrong. The guy at the part or the place Losing to show it. Me. See, well, shout out to him for keeping it real all this fucking time. I think he even looked out for me when it came to the disaster. I'm not sure if it was him in the comments, but I've seen some of that stuff, and people did look out and have given props. And I was like, wow, people do fucking give a shit sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, Bezen, or say it right, he
booze on it.
Well, Upson, kickflip. Stranger. Supposedly, dude, there's so many stories. I would love to see the fucking footage of Eric J. 540 all in on the bank, because I've heard that one. I've also heard he backside 180 fucking Wallenberg. Shout out to a Derby Park local that skates like a young Julian Stranger. You blew my fucking mind, dude. And Schmitty knows who you are. You skate with all those guys. You skate with Whaley and all those guys. You look like Julian and was ripping the shit out of that. You made me leave. You made me go home.
Fucking sick, dude. I'm so stoked that you've been skating a bunch and stuff. It's fucking rad, dude. I get the text messages almost on the daily lately from you, and you're just like so fired up, and that fucking starts my day, and that fires me up. I just love it, dude. I'm so hyped.
I thought I was bothering you. You could ask Keith. It used to be Keith Cochran back in the day. I'd leave him some motivational fucking voice message. He kept them all too. He'd have like 1,000 hours of me doing some bullshit on his. Back then, I was when I was stoked, probably in the beginning.
Yeah. What was the first cover you had? Do you remember? Was it the slap one?
I'm pretty sure it's the Thrash, and it was 96. And Jake's gonna say it wasn't me or whatever, but it's a NOFX artist drawn cover of me on an adrenaline board with adrenaline wheels, independence, and some Jeremy Ray shoes. Right there again. If you want to know anything about being a professional skateboarder, you need to look up three interviews: Matt Hensley, Frankie Hill. And who did I just say before I lose my... Who was I just talking about?
Jeremy Ray.
And they will tell you everything you need to know about what it feels to be a skateboarder. Down to the fucking T. Shout out Frankie Hill. You're going to find him on Nate Sherwood's YouTube channel. Blah. Shout out 360 pressure flip to 50-50 to 360 pressure flips out. You know he's done it. I don't give a fuck.
Nate Sherwood.
Shout out.
Hey, but that cover in, that Thrasher cover was a drawing, an illustration, right?
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck. It meant the world to me.
No, absolutely.
Check it out. Let me finish it. That was with Phil Schau at the Optical Building. And what Phil Schau did that day was, should have been Phil on that fucking cover. He ground the whole Optical Building ledge from the 4 stairs down the 6 and off the ledge like an 8-foot ollie. All I did was grind and fall. I didn't deserve shit. Straight up, I don't get, but that's my first. You want to hear it? That's it.
Yeah. And then the first photo cover was the slap one?
The slap at the wave pool, which was a dream come true because my favorite fucking movie is the North Shore. To find myself at the North Shore wave pool as a skateboarder going, Turtle, oh, this is where Nanas does the wall ride and skates with dressing. To be there, and shout out Jaya. He's the first to do those stairs. Shout out Jaya Bondarov.
Rest in peace.
God, goat, whatever you guys call it now. That guy 180 nose ground a whole fucking avenue.
Yeah.
Straight up.
if you haven't seen it, go see that Santa Cruz video. That's their equivalent of Sick Boys. Jaya is the star. It's amazing. And all the adrenaline stuff, everything.
Chris Sen, that's all I wrote. All I wanted was Chris Sen snake boards. They were using prime wood. We had shitty pencil wood. They had good pencil wood. RPM to prime. Get prime. It's gone. Powell knows. George Powell knows all about his fucking wood. I've seen his interview. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
With the wood.
Hey, after that, what was it? Was it the Transworld cover?
Next was the Transworld with Pete. Hated on by you and everybody. The truth was, I landed that, rolled in, and popped out at the wood curb. Fuck Hanji Driscoll. And, oh, did you pick? And sorry, I loved you. I just watched your part up and wherever you were. When you put your camera down, you ripped the shout out fakey tray flip to nose manual. But let's stop this narcissistic vampire. This is the year of the empathy. Get it. Get your empathy back. Let somebody in on the freeway. Give somebody the right of way. Ask them how they are. This whole narcissistic vampire elitist bullshit has got to come to an end starting this year. Yep. Please.
Yeah.
The bully is over.
Mm-hmm. Amen on that. What's up with the palindrome? You know what the palindrome is?
Something to do with music, toning your fucking guitar?
No, it's a word that you can spell both ways, and it says the same thing.
All right, redivider. It was our stupid fucking skate video that Crouch is holding my environment footage and all this stuff. Just put it online so my kids can see it, dude. It's not. It sucks anyways, Blight. I want to see my last environment footage, Crouch. Please, dude. That was when I could actually still skate. Shout out again to Jaya and Jason Adams for the wall ride over the wall. I love backside wall riding over that fucking rail. I'd love to see it. I want my kids to see it. Please.
Yes, please, Crouch. What's up? Come on. I edited the video. Me and Tim were...
Environment?
No, redivider.
Well, the redivider video, I'd love to see that up there, too. Yeah. You got it on Vimeo. What does that mean? If I try to download it, you're going to sue me or something? You know, I don't know how shit works, but I
might
have
to master though.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, download it so kids can see it. Because then, I mean, these skate shops don't even have skate videos now. I guess everyone's all individual elitists online doing their own thing. But back then, it was us together grouping up. That was the best times of our lives, was doing that.
You introduced me to Dr. Octagon.
I've been rocking it again. I think it's Moose Bones.
Half alligator, shark, half man.
Straight up. But now there's the Dr. Octagon Moose Bumps that I'm hearing. Oh. I mean, it's pretty darn good. Check it out. There's also Deltron 3030. Vitello turned me on to that. He already was on the... check out Eli, too. None knew about that shit back then. There's some underground shit that is good and pump you up on skateboarding. Right now, I've been doing a modern rock, a lot of The Cure... I'd start naming them off, but I'm going to get lost. I don't want to get lost. But you look up The Cure and just go from there. Whatever you felt back then, put back in and bomb a fucking hill, dude. Fountain of Youth.
Dude, remember Greer Park with the fucking headphones on, full moon, no lights.
Do you remember full moon tag? Shout out Pat Walsh for taking a header where I just seen your blood drain down the wall right behind you. Epic days. Full moon playing tag in the dark, dude. That was the shit. Drinking 40s, whatever the fuck that was. Those were the days, man.
Yeah, definitely. Do you got one trip out of all the trips you went on back then that you hold on to?
The trips that I went on.
I know that one in Slap was with Fred Gall, and that was kind of an early trip for you that was special.
The Fred Gall trip, I wasn't prepared for the climate. I couldn't breathe. We're up in I don't know where. It was tough on. Shout out to Huff, Fred Gall, Chris Keefe, Rob Gangemi, I think Papa Ream was there maybe for a little bit, Lance Dawes. I got to hang out East Coast styly in the middle of the desert, feeling way out of my boundaries. But if anyone was there, it was fucking Fred Gall, dude. That guy is a real man, and I don't give a shit. I'm sure people know it. He was a real skateboarder. If you could put a name on a skateboarder, like fuck, at least what I know a skateboarder is, it's Fred Gall, and he will fucking fuck shit up in front of your face. And he'll hand you his board. You know what I mean? He is a down ass mother. Oh, he was with his buddy, the metal dude. What's his name?
Oh yeah.
The metal guy. Funny dude, right? The dude. the metal guy. Yeah, we'll just call him that. He drove fucking from the east to the west coast.
He's from Jersey. They're from Jersey.
40 hours in his Scirocco plan.
On hella no dose.
I don't even know, but if you can do that, that's a tough one. Man. Just to see his boy, just to see Freddie do that was his shit.
Dude. That's sick. Talk a little bit about parenthood. You got the kid. That seems to be fucking stoking you out on the daily.
Right now, my kid just turned 6, and thank God for Tess. She's my savior, and she lets me be somewhat of a Mr. Mom. I work too, but to wake up next to my kid and have him saying, "Hey, what's up, Dada?" You know, pretty much saying, "Where's Mommy?" Because I'm sick of seeing you, Dada. But to be there next to my champ here at 42, almost 42, he just turned 6. I didn't think it was going to happen. It was a miracle. It's our...
What's his
name? It's our miracle baby. It's Caden Lee McKenney, and that's Caden. My dad's name's Ken, so Ken's in the Caden. The Lee's her father's name, the last name,
uh-huh.
And McKenney's mine. So he's got all of our respects and dues in there. So
sick.
Just down. You're gonna meet him. He's gonna be shrouping someday. It looks like with all these other kids that are shrouping. Shout out Sen's kid, Hawk's kid. Like Jesus fucking Christ, Hawk's kid. Like Jesus, you took it to the ditches. I am stoked. You took it where you took it, kid.
Definitely, Riley is fucking sick. What are some early things that have been like? Where's he at? Like, is he speaking fully or just...
He's in kindergarten. He's doing great. Of course, all parents are going to worry about if they're going to excel, if they're going to be accepted, if they're going to... He's like I think I was back then. He's a little leader. He gets the group together like we did with skateboarding.
All
you know,
right.
I know you do it. You do it. I can see pros come up. You go, what's up? I know it. I can see through you. What's up, Schmitty? Like, you're part of... You make the shit happen. You know, you're part of the... If you weren't there, it wouldn't be as much love, maybe. You know, you have... I don't even know. I got lost again. But you know what I mean, dude. It's all love. When you have a kid, it's all love. It's unconditional. For the first time in your life, it's like every morning I wake up and go, I love this kid.
Hell yeah. What's his go-to treat? Like, what's he into food-wise?
Oh, hey, I'm going back. I just remember what he said. He's talking about school. You worry. As a parent, you worry about... If your kid's going to be okay, blah, 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 he makes it every level, every little hurdle, every step, he's making it, and it's making daddy proud. He makes daddy proud every day.
Nice.
Shout out Caden Lee McKenney, Teresa Lee McKenney.
How's the grandparents?
You know what? I just lost both my grandmas this year.
Oh.
And my abuelita meant the shit to me.
Damn,
so
man,
that was a tough one. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Uh-huh.
But like both of them, like within a couple months or whatever, like both grandmas. Shout out my papa. He's still out. He's beaten. He's going back to Nicaragua. He's going to probably live like a king in Nicaragua. And says,
really?
Probably. I don't blame him. It sounds like he lives pretty good out there.
Okay. What's going on with the fish? Have you been fishing lately?
You guys fucked me up. I don't fish anymore.
No way.
I swear to God, I haven't put a fishing pole in my hand since striper season. I could have been steelhead. My buddy kept calling me for steelhead. My buddy, I know there's sturgeon out there. I catch sturgeon on my birthday. My birthday's like right now, and I don't give a fuck. I want to do a 540 varial grab or 360 varial mute grab in, whatever you guys call it on Tony Hawk. I don't give a shit for Phil. Because it's the last trick I saw Phil do that at the San Jose warehouse back in the day, and he only did it once on the long nose Ed Templeton for New Deal, the second Templeton, or at least the self portrait with the longer nose. I watched Phil do that when I walked in the gates, and it meant the fuck. And I asked him, I told him I was there, and he's all, "That was the only one I've ever done."
No way.
Well, I've been trying it ever since. I just want to do it one time. I don't care if it's on an extension looking gay. I just want to pull one out of respect for my man.
Ooh, miss that dude. Fucking.
It sounds like a lot of people. Shout out. Who was the guy that... Oh, man. There was a sick-ass skateboarder, maybe a Hispanic guy, that was given... I think he said something. He gave... made the Phil part maybe for you guys. He said, "This is one of my favorite parts to watch."
Hmm.
Omar, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Omar Salazar.
And it sits the song. He respects the shit. He knows.
He loves Rehobel and Phil.
Well, dude, shout out to you, dude, for fucking getting it, dude. Because I know you get it. You get it.
Yeah, Doomsayers Omar is
his rocker.
Company.
Omar fucking rocker, dude. That's what I call you, blood. You are the shit, and you fucking get it.
Omar Salazar, Doomsayers.
So these guys, how do these guys all know? Where do they come from to actually get this fucking history roots and get it?
Dude, they just grew up.
Dan? Are they Dan and Phil went down there?
Well, he grew up in Sacramento.
Oh, okay, so he's a loco.
Yeah.
How come everyone comes out of Sacramento? How did Stefan come out of Sacramento? You know what I mean? How did Bebo? I mean, these guys really fucking come out of Sac, though.
Yeah, Cardiel.
Would they have the grind?
I know.
Cardiel came out of fucking Half Moon Bay. No shit, ask him. His sister's there right now, and I have locals coming up to me every day going, I know his sister. So straight up, when we were kids and went to Benicia, Cardiel's the coolest motherfucker. He walked up to all my friends and named them by name, what's up, Jeff, what's up, Doug, or probably Tad, and was handshaking him to the point where I was mesmerized going, this motherfucker had to grow up in Half Moon Bay to be this down with my friends.
Yeah, Cardiel's the real fuck, obviously. He's the best.
Shout out to Jason Adams, Tony Henry. You remember Tony Henry? Mm-hmm. Solomon Aga. I got to see all those guys at Benicia when I was a kid and skate with them. It was fucking epic.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shout out Mike Schwartz. Sorry about that. The god of Benicia. If you get a chance, look at Nautis footage back in the day at Benicia. Anywhere you can find it. The place was just a bunch of hips, but the roots and the shit that went down. Find Mike Schwartz footage if you can of Benicia. That's enough said.
Definitely. Do you watch like Grant and Raven and those guys? I hate to say it, I don't.
I hear about it. You know, I hear about it enough to where I don't. Skateboarding ruined fucking parks for me, to tell you the truth. It really ruined parks to me, and I really just like bombing hills, skating the mini ramp, and looking at old street spots, ditches and shit, and I know they do that. The last footage I saw was Grant, probably in Denver. I don't even know where the fuck he was. There was a moon pool thing. He's flying on this handrail. He's jumping. He looked like fucking, he's awling 10 feet high. It's like, dude, I can't even watch it, dude. I can't even look at it because I know it makes me know how bad I fucking suck and sucked. You know what I mean? Those guys, the guy who stale fished over you to disaster. My buddy knew who Jimmy, that's Jimmy Wilkins. I'm like, well, fucking, I don't know. These guys are doing stale fishes 10 feet high. The only guy I knew that skated like that was Godoy. Godoy could all be that hard.
Godoy. Holy shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the guys that, like, actually were like, well, no, I take that back. Kooky Head Jenks, a lot of people fucking flew up in the air.
Yeah.
Those two twin brothers, one of them didn't have a heel. Those motherfuckers flew up in the air. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those guys were monkeys that flew in Florida.
Yeah.
One of them didn't have a heel. He flew like a fucking trapeze artist or whatever you call it.
Oh, man. Your birthday today?
12. Shout out to Anthony Furlong.
Anthony Furlong.
I'm throwing them out. Nate Sherwood's, all that shit. I don't care. Lights.
Fuck. Zach Martin. Who else back then was fucking... What about Diego the Butcher?
You know, he was your boy, dude. Well, Poncho would tell me just fart all night, dude. That's what Poncho get pissed off. He just farts all night. I would, too, if I ollie down shit like that. I'd be shitting my pants, blood.
Oh, man. And that time you guys went up to Oregon and you made Duffel cry the whole way.
Dude, I already apologized to your mom. I tried to call you, dude. I'm sorry for throwing you out that. I know you forgave me. Greg Carroll was going to kick my fucking ass, dude. I deserve everything I got. You're the hero. Look what happened. I'm the zero. So I got everything. Touche, buddy. Touche. You said something about the best trip. There's been so many.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of one of the best trips. One of my best trips, and it's local. It don't even have to be around the world. One of them was in Korea. Annyeonghaseyo, putas. You know, that place was crazy to be there. I took a Korean martial art. So to go there through skateboarding and see the culture and love Korea that much, I fucking lived my dream two times by going there.
True or false, you ate dog?
Yeah, I ate dog in a Korean alleyway, and the grandmothers just they looked around the corner and made sure that I was eating it in amazement. And because of that, I ate the whole fucking bowl, so I didn't look like a phony.
Ugh.
Hey, shout out! You know why they eat it? They eat it for fertility. I have two boys, so it fucking worked. I don't give a shit what you say.
Holy shit. Then you did you leave your passport in the cab or something? You stayed there an extra day, I think.
Dude, I had to do laundry to look good because I was using my dad's buddy passes. I could go anywhere. That's probably why they sponsored me in the first fucking place. They didn't have to pay for anything, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't clean. I didn't have my shit. They must give a Korean lady like $20 to hand wash everything because it took like fucking 2 days to get my shit back, and it was right before I got on the airport or in the airport, and it wasn't enough time to do the shit. So I ended up staying there, looked like an asshole, screaming at I don't even remember the Lemmy was his, I forget what the guy's name was. It looked like an asshole. Probably fucking Keith hated me. Everyone probably hated me for I told the guy he owed me $2,000. Technically, it was like, I'm stuck here and shit, but you don't do that. Whatever you call that. It's just unprofessional, but I'm also fucking 20 years old and fucking unprofessional. We're skateboarders. We don't know any better.
Whew. Well, what was one of your favorite graphics? You had a lot of boards.
I like The Fool. It puts me on the tee. It's the Joker or whatever, blindfolded, Scully, laughing. There's a couple of them. I got... You know what?
What's the one you hated? What's the one you don't like?
I hate them all. Ask anyone about their graphics. You don't make them.
What about the ones that were like pictures of you guys and Jehovah was flying in the air falling?
The dinosaur graphics I liked. I liked Michael Jackson with his head on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to dude from
Giant
Woodward from Woodward's skate camp that looked like, I called him Mike Santa Rosa. He looked just like him, but he knew that he loved the Michael Jackson with his head on fire board.
Sick.
So guys on the East Coast, another thing, my first board, I'm in New York.
Shout out to Matt Reason.
There you go. Yeah, shout out to all those guys. Shout out to the East Coast. They know about the machine. Whatever, the shut dude's paying. Somebody warn those guys.
Shout out to Ricky.
Shout out to Bobby Puglio, one smart motherfucker that got the system, dude. He's a smart motherfucker. Shout out to Bobby Puglio. I don't care.
Yeah.
To this day, I seen his, shout out to his no Bob shirt, whatever video, or thing too. He can spit some knowledge for you.
Mm. The East Coast had just all the gnarly terrain, so when they came out here, they thought we were all pussies.
Well, back to my point, not true. When Fred Gall comes out here at that age and is doing switch ollies down those gaps. And exactly, doing 180 nose grinds, switch 180 nose, whatever the fuck, he came out here with that kind of style. Like, give it to the kid. Who else was doing switch backside kickflip tail slides back then? You know what I mean? There was a reason that guy is who he is, probably to this day, dude. I'm sure somebody's still looking out for the kid. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Let's go back to it. One of my best experiences was being in New York and having some little redheaded kid skate down the street. He pops up his board. I've already like three or four pro boards in, and he's got my very first board beat to a fucking shit, and he just got off the subway. To see this kid with my board all fucked up, my very first one, and I'm four pro boards in a year, whatever later, I'm going, oh my God, dude, this is like a dream come true to me.
Yeah.
Little kid, just like any of us when we look like a little Bostonian kid or something. It was unbelievable to see that. Experience is like, oh, back to my favorite experience. Shout out Tony Farmer and Air on Roll In.
Ooh.
Going down to Fresno and being able to skate. We start at dude's pool house. Like the dude with the long hair, kind of Rasta guy there, buddy.
Yeah,
Rasta
without the shoes.
Well, whatever. Maybe Rasta somebody even. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where we started. From there, we went to the Peach Pit. We went to the blah, blah. You know, we went to every fucking one. And every one, it was
Vagabond.
A
Vagabond?
Well, yeah, we hit Vagabond. I guarantee we hit all the shit. But, everyone I went to, all I want to do is roll in, and I almost got my shit knocked out on like the hardest one, and I went back up and I fucking rolled in. There was no tranny. It was just fucking a death one, and I did it. It must have been 20 pools. Can you imagine going and skating 20 pools in a day?
Oh man,
those guys get to do it.
Yeah, so sick. Those were the days for pools down there. It was like everywhere. It was like, whoo. And the dudes all had them mapped out. You'd go down and get them like a tour guide.
Shout out Ryan, RJ. Shout out Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson.
For just being rad.
For 50,
just being rad, dude.
Forever.
For just being rad, dude. A poncho like that. Poncho's got, and his buddy Tim O'Connor. Those guys are fucking comedians to wear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they fed off each other. It could be a fucking little act or something. I never seen them together. I have seen them together, maybe, but I can only imagine them as a little fucking comedy act. Like Poncho almost being the fucking puppet or something. You know what I mean? They would fucking be hilarious. It would be
fun. Oh man, did you see Poncho in that?
I didn't see the movie.
No, it's a video, John Cougar Mellencamp, and he saves a woman on a motorcycle.
Oh,
you have
my
to
God.
Google it.
I don't know if I can get through it.
It's
dude.
Amazing.
I bet she's whipping his hair back. Shit.
Yeah,
it's real.
It's real. God. And lately on Instagram, he's been doing selfies of him doing push ups. I really enjoy
Poncho,
those.
Poncho, get back on the fucking skateboard, dude. I'm telling you, you'll Panchito. Be doing Nolly 180 heel flips again. Is his back all fucked up?
Yeah, I don't. He hit me up. He was like, I bet you can't skate.
Just push. Start out with little flat ground tricks or tricks in the garage with your brother or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like think like that, and you just go from there. Start out with easy the Tony Hawk off the nose shove. It
no,
start,
just
start
out with the fakie tray.
Well, see exactly. You don't want to start. Start out with just sliding James Kelch style 360 shoves. They're so fun. Shout out to James Kelch and his 360 shoves and big spins. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that
for sure.
Helicopter, no pop, so fast it blow your mind. And I don't care. I don't care if everyone's got a pop nowadays. If you watch James Kelch at Fort Miley spin one of those fucking 360 shoves and then look at you and talk to you, hey Tim, because he did that with everyone. That was one badass motherfucker. Shout out.
Big Dirt. He was in the Tired video.
10-4 with the and dude, I seen the comments, dude. A dude said he looked like dude from he said Doc from what's the fucking from
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. I was thinking like a background dude from Planet of the Apes, but dude, we should just start making those, dude. The dude is my hero. He is my EMB hero. That dude on command could ollie the 3-block wall. And he's one of the only other guy that had that pop was Umar. Shout out, and I hope not, but I'm pretty sure, rest in peace, Umar and Saladin. Those were two badass motherfuckers that loved this earth and people. They moved to Texas. I don't know what happened, but Umar had some pop.
Whew.
Ask somebody.
Yeah. Shout out to the Paez brothers, Wade Spire.
Hey, check it out. Thank you. It was very inspiring. I looked on YouTube, and one of his buddies randomly takes Jesse Paez back to the park, and the whole time I'm going, please, just do the tray flip to nose. Please, just do the tray flip to nose. And there it fucking was. Shout out for getting your boy out there.
Sick.
Some random kid that just went to go see one of his buddies, Jesse P. Shout out to your whole family and how you guys treated each other.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to the shot glasses you bring home to mom from
Shout
every
out.
Trip.
Shout
Jesse.
Out to Visalia. That whole crew is tight. Dude, first time we went down there and I saw Jesse in person, I was like, this fucking dude rips.
Intimidating when you go and go to Alan Peterson's backyard and he's doing Madonnas and pools. You can't even really skate. You know what I mean? He's doing Madonnas and pools that you can't even fucking skate. And
yeah.
You're in his back. You're in Alan Peterson's backyard, and he's doing backflips off the roof in
yeah.
his pool and shit. And he's in his own element. You can't fuck with Alan in his element, dude. I'm sorry. Shout out Tom Knox, kickflip wall ride.
Ooh.
Hey, shout out Tom Knox. Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. I got to skate with him. I got to skate a gas station wall ride thing and watch him wall ride up it and grind, dude. Shout out to Tom fucking Knox, dude.
Yep. Shout
Bakersfield,
out.
Bakersfield, no?
Bakersfield. McDonald's bank to curb. We looked for it on the way back from L.A. Remember me, you, and my brother went to L.A.? I forget for why, but we went to the basic pool,
what was
maybe?
The song? What was our theme song? Did we get to skate? Was that the trip we got to skate with Tim Brosh? Do you remember Tim Brosh?
No, that was on...
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was on the way back from Oregon.
And we went to
right
Redding.
Before he died.
I mean, it was Redding, right? And we
yeah,
were in Redding.
We stayed up all night with him.
Do you remember him
me,
coming
him.
Out to the car and wanting to hang out with just you and me?
Yeah.
And saying, look, my doctor says I really can't even drink a beer and smoke it, but
yeah.
I just want to come out and hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
And to me, I couldn't fucking... The guy... All these guys we lost are fucking angels that were needed.
Legends.
Because if you ever got to hang out with them, a Phil, a Tim, a P-Stone. I mean,
yeah.
P-Stone gave me my last video footage. Wow. And lurking off on the side doing his thing. But I don't even know if it got, it was the barnyard or whatever. That barnyard thing.
Beers, Bulls, and Barneys.
I don't know if I got in. Josh said I was in the last bailing a bunch of times and landing it. It's the same. Odell was there and took the picture. I don't care. I know those guys were there, and it was the last love I felt from this place before I was fucking ghost was that picture.
Huh.
And that, that footage. Mm. And if the last time I skated with that kind of feeling actually got documented, well, then more power to me, because that was the last time I gave a fuck, and it was because of P-Stone and Odell that I gave a fuck. They were real fucking people.
Yeah.
Skaters. The shit. Hey, this is Odell, and I'm pretty sure that was him who shot the photo.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think we could shoot that? And then and even before that, I shoot another. I do a backside tail slide of Revert. I go, I threw the Revert in there for you. He's all, yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Just cool shit, dude. Good shit. Then I take him to the Pink Banks. Shout out Chet and all the fucking retards. I'm sorry. Oh, we're keeping this positive. I take that back. Chet, it was fun. It was fun skating with you. But what I saw on that timeline is just people trying to get footage and not giving a fuck about places and throwing shit through windows and exploiting themselves. And like that wasn't what skateboarding was to me. It was knowledge was the weapon and places, and it's sacred. So I didn't get it. I didn't get a photographer up my asshole. I never got that. I hated it. The only thing I liked was black and white photos and sequential shots. I fucking love that.
Yeah.
The best feeling I ever had was at the Palo Alto Bowls when, you know, remember Jake and Alec, Schnee's buddy that took photos. He knows Julian. He knows all those. He lived with Driggs. Shot a photo in the dark of me doing a kickflip indie into the bowls. The only time I know I did it a bunch of times. The only time I ever shot it.
Uh-huh.
And I was out of my body. If you ever shoot a sequence, and I know guys do, take a sequence in the dark, it's an out-of-body experience. You are out of your body, and you become the negative photo. And it's the best feeling on earth when you land it. You're all, I wasn't even in my body. I can't believe I was able to land this. I've seen people do it too. It's the craziest feeling if you ever shoot a sequence in pitch blackness.
Yeah.
We did it. That same feeling, the same feeling I got with Schmitty. We took a shot in the full moon at that metal pipe, pitch blackness, and you shot Melbray? It, dude. In the city, remember they had those metal half pipes?
Yeah.
And I ollied out of one to fucking goat rope.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, for sure.
Same out-of-body experience where you're even there. You don't even know what you're landing in, and you don't even give a fuck. You know you're going to do it because it's there. You've already been there. It's
that was fucking you're blind. You can't see.
My point is I liked photography and the feeling of being with the photographers. I didn't really ever bond with a videographer. I never really did. The one guy that got it that I fucking did like was Dan Wolf. And I asked him, why the fuck are you gonna use my thing? I just did a lean air. He's all, yeah, but you grinded to it. Nobody's ever grinded and then did that. I'm all, this guy's really fucking thinking, dude. This guy's on another little... And I met him through Lance Dawes. They're on the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just sitting there looking at Wolf, looking at Lance, probably drinking a latte in LA or something, going, what the fuck is going on here, dude? I think it was Tumieto Ramp or something.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Laban Fidias, like frontside flips the same thing. You know what I mean? All I do is a lean over it. I'm going, why the fuck would this guy even want to fucking shoot that?
Because
you're grinding it. Because you're not just rolling in. You're not rolling in. You're doing a trick. You're skating the ramp and doing the lean. And he appreciated that. And I appreciated him for that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I keep telling people this. I've got to meet pretty much everyone of that timeline on a one-on-one experience.
Uh-huh.
And that have meant more to me than actually even sometimes skating. Lance Mountain and Ray Barbie bowling in Arizona, and they're just hanging out with two chicks there that I ended up hanging out with thanks to them, probably, you know. Sick. And hanging out and just hanging out. Just they had boyfriends and stuff, but they were just hanging out. I ended up hanging out in Arizona too, but to see them at the bowling alley and sit down next to them as they're just chilling. I'm sure Ray Barr even had a guitar, you know. I'm not sure, but probably did. I'm going, again, wow, this is just fucking unbelievable. It wasn't about the how much footage I could document, and I guess it was, thanks to Jamie Thomas and the people that it's true. If you ain't documented, you ain't shit, and I do believe that now. I do feel that. The shit that's going down, Schmitty said it best. Everyone fucking rips now, and I'm starting to believe it. Some people have some shitty-ass style, but they're still ripping, you know what I mean? They might have some whack-ass style, if you ask me, but the tricks they're doing, I can't fucking do.
Yeah, Jake says it all the time. The kooks even rip.
It's kind of true, dude. Yeah. Like, to where I can't do the tricks you are, but even if I could do that trick, I wouldn't fucking want to do it like you anyways. Straight up, you know, you know what I'm talking
for
about.
For sure. Yeah, it's just, it got popular, so a lot of people are involved that. Anyhow.
You guys already know.
Who are some of the guys when you were a little kid that got you hyped on skating? Like, how did it start for you?
My first goat has got to be Nodis. Nodis. Come on, who the fuck wouldn't make Nodis their goat? Along with Gonz, I had probably two Gonzes, but I had way more Nodises. He was my favorite. I mean, we all know about the spinning on the hydrant. You know what I mean? That was something. We all know about, all know about the BFI rail slide off the fucking table. First guy to do a handrail, or at least, you know what I mean? First guy to make up the front side flip, which all you guys want to do now. Back then, for years, I was dumbfounded by what the fuck that even was. And he was doing it at every contest. When people, there's only guy to do it for fucking 15, 20 years. You know what I mean? That is a nollie 50 fit nollies. I mean, anything, it's Nodis to me. You know what I mean? There's always two sides to everybody's going to love who they love. Shout out Chris Cook. Shout out Chris Cook's here. Shout out Scott Oster.
That's Maze's favorite, Chris Cook.
Yeah, shout out Chris Cook. Shout out. So I watched Chris Cook at 30 miles per hour, and I keep saying 30, it's probably more like 15. Fucking. Shred up a ramp, grinding the side of a plywood ramp at Beresford Park for a demo. And he split the ramp in fucking half. And I can't hate on that. That's Cooksey.
Yeah.
So shout out to Cooksey, dude. You know what I mean? Shout out to Devil's Pit.
Fuck
Devil's
yeah.
effing pit. I understand there's guys that are like 80 years old and close to death right now that talk about Cooksey on a daily basis, have stroked out and still to this day talk about Cooksey. I forget his name, and he's up in Pedro Point, and he used to have a little skate course in front of his house, and he still to this day have a story about Cooksey. That's how much he's loved in that area. That's his area, you know.
Mesa sends me photos. Anytime he digs up a photo of Cooksey, he sends it to me. He loves Cooksey.
Well, that's funny. You know what I mean? Me and Meza and you and certain others are on the same page. Shout out Danny Park's ramp.
Oh, South City?
I think I want to say San Bruno, but close to South City.
I think he was Tommy Guerrero Jr.
Shout out Danny Park's for ripping. If you guys get a chance, I know it was already said in maybe the 5 or I don't know what it's called, but check out Her Space Holiday. I think it's called 16 Syllables. That's my cousin, Danny Park's. And a bunch of kids, us as kids, fucking skating to that. I told him not to. I didn't want to be soul sucked. I told him not to use my footage.
He's your cousin?
Jeremy Castleberry is my cousin.
Oh, right.
That's another one. Jeremy Castle had fucking style, blood. Uh-huh. Back then, EMB, when I first went to EMB, the very first time I went to the city was with Justin Schnee. And I got to meet up with Carl Watson and his buddy who no longer skates and didn't skate back then. But to go to the city, meet up with Carl Watson straight out of the Queer Freedom Rider Parade. We go up to the city on the Queer Freedom Rider Parade. So the whole train is the parade. That's my first experience up to EMB. But this more importantly, when I finally got there, I got to skate with Carl Watson in parking garages and do no complies and kick flips and shit. And I'm looking at Carl. We're kids. We're like 9. I got to skate with Carl at 9 years old with my very first experience in the city, and I'll never forget. I'll never forget that. I know he will, but I'll never forget that.
Yeah. I don't think he forgets that.
Well, maybe he will. Dude, how many people has he got to do that with the outsiders? He's
but how many
insider.
People have you done it with? And you remember them.
Maybe not. Do you know how many times have people gone, do that? And you go, oh, dude, I fucking wish I could.
Yeah.
That sounds so good. I have plenty of times, dude.
Fucking Corvallis 98, dude. Ooh, I think. So fucking. Fuck. So what are you hunting for? You're looking for ditches and bank to walls in there?
In the area right now, I'm going back to my roots. I'm going back to the ancient skate spots, the ancient ditches, places that haven't been skatable for years, just to go and touch them.
Did you go look at Sneath?
That's not ancient to me. To me, it's what was the place?
Sammy's.
No, even before Sammy's.
What about the library banks? That's gone.
I'll lose my train of thought. I don't want to lose my train of thought. I'm going back to it. Back in the day, my buddy Nick would talk about it. It was before even my time. The
Fish
Spillway.
Banks?
It's called
Spillway.
The Spillway.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's in between two towns, and if you ain't a local, you ain't finding it.
41st at the top.
Shh. But anyways, lady's going to come out and bark. Okay, shout out and Bombora, 32-foot full pipe. I want to dig it back out. I almost did it with my chick, but the chick came out, so I had to stop.
I remember that. Back.
I went there, and you're looking at ancient stickers on the wall right when you're standing going, dude, I want to fucking do
How
that.
How sick.
Have you been there?
No. I remember you guys talking about
Jake
it.
I know Jake knows about it.
Yeah.
And shout out to anyone who'd go up there and try to dig it out. Bombor, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But it's got to be done. You just got to go deeper in so the lady can't see you.
We should look into that because nowadays there's a lot more. We have more resources than we used to. So we might be able to.
You should look into it. Too bad you couldn't just fucking. What if they did that for the people, man? Brought back a full pipe for Thrasher.
I would love to just go check out like the marks and stuff. You know?
Just to see the stickers up there is fucking amazing. Dude.
Yeah. You've been to Glory Hole, right?
Never went. My chick's been there. My chick's been to Glory Hole. She can tell me the stories about it. I never went. I've gone there to fish for trout.
You're going to take your kid when he's old enough.
You know, probably. My buddy goes up there to fish for trout. I'm sure
you'll fucking love it. Because you got to take a boat out to get there, and then it's the biggest pipe there is. It's so gnarly.
A little bit of knowledge. When it comes to chicas, if you're going to find a life partner, it's going to be something you relate to. Mm. And that's what a shrink told me back in the day, and he was fucking right. 6 months later, I found Tess, and she grinds vagabond pools. She got pictures of herself grinding.
So sick.
That was how we related, was through fucking skateboarding. Skating. 10-4, fucking Dr. Chessing was fucking right. I don't get. Shout out, Chessing.
How long you been with Tessa? For like 10 years at least, right?
Dude, I swear, you know how you were saying we haven't seen each other for a look at my face. How long has it been? You know, 15 fucking years.
Has
dude.
It?
Yes, at wow. least. No shit. It's been that long.
Like
dude.
I said, I think we met in 90. It's 93 or 94. So it's like 25 years.
You know what? For a while there, fishing saves. But it wasn't saving. I was running, probably from reality. But to go out there on a spiritual level and to be able to bang fish for yourself, for nobody else, it was a great feeling, man.
Catch and release?
Catch and bang, smoke them.
Yeah.
Bring them to people who love it. Filipino, like sinigang.
How good is sturgeon?
Depends on how you do it. It's more of a smoked fish. It's muddy. It's a bottom feeder. Really, I like to catch and release. Last couple of years, I've got into catch and releasing them because they're dinosaurs, and I've killed enough of them.
Shout out to Chenzo. He's got his own boat now. He's out there fucking fishing every day.
Shout out to Chenzo. Why don't you get back on a board, dude? You had some hops.
he
right?
still does it a little
he
bit.
He does? I would hope you do. Shout out to Chenzo's leather jacket, dude. Right?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, you've known Tony, though, for deep, right? You knew Fausto. Tell people about Fausto a little bit that didn't know him.
Fausto was on a different level. You know what I mean? You'd have to ask Paul. If anyone could talk about Fausto, it'd have to be Paul Zawanich. Because Fausto trusted him like a son. You know what I mean? So I can't talk on that level. You'd have to talk to... He was like a principal. To me, he was a principal, and you didn't want to fuck up. And if you had to go into his office, you knew you fucked up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Paul would open up his garage when he would go on vacation.
Exactly. That kind of shit. Gas out the motorcycle.
Dress up like a coffee mug in front of a cafe.
I know Fausto let Paul drive around in his red fucking fucking thing. You know what I mean?
His truck. He gave him the Porsche.
One of the last times I saw him, he was just telling me to, you know, it's now or never. Grow up. Stop fucking yourself up because it all comes back to haunt. You know what I mean? He was talking to me like a dad would. So the guy was my last cheerleader. He listened to me too. He started to look San Mateo. I talked to him about that. Next, he was trying it. The guy listened. He tried shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was sick.
And he had faith in people, or at least for a little while until you were a fuck off fuck face. Then it's like, beat it, Holmes.
Yep. Well, shit, dude. It's good having you in here.
That's it.
It's really surreal.
Dude, I can go.
We can keep going, but I just want to say that it is really good having you in here and seeing you and reminiscing about all those things. Like, no doubt, you had a huge impact on helping me to get through the beginning times. I wouldn't be here without you, Phil. Paul and Drobel, obviously.
He probably would have been, because this guy loves skateboarding more than any motherfucker I've ever seen, and it's true. More than any pro, anyone who could do the best trick in the world, this guy loves skateboarding deeper than that. There's a reason. What was the other skater? In the Sick Boys.
Oh,
your boy, you love
yeah,
him.
Oscar.
Not Oscar Kuchowski.
Oh, Mike Alcantar.
Yeah, Alcantar. That's another one he looked up to. Yeah. Alcantar's doing frontside slides on handrails back in Nam, dude, where you couldn't even skate. I even went and skated that handrail before.
Me and Alcantar were at the rail that Julian frontboarded the first time ever. Yeah, Church Street.
You were there with. See, yeah, I got a photo of it. Being there and seeing. Shout out to Julian Stranger for the two times I got to see you skate. You scared the shit out of me and made me want to run. The first time was when I tried to lip slide on the fucking vert ramp here and almost broke my neck. You do like an indie, like it looked like the devil is like 9 foot indie grab, and just right in front of me, I'm going, I'm out of here. The next time you jump out of a U-Haul truck and do a switch 180 flip up a curb and a frontside wall ride, like the best street skater, dude. So shout out to you fucking for being that good whatever age you were then.
We gotta find Eric J though. That's the guy.
7-Eleven every night getting something. He's probably getting chaw.
Is he walking okay? Is his leg
no,
all right?
No, that's what I was going to say. He's kind of got the dog leg.
Came in here and I think he had staph infection in his leg.
He didn't look right. I was just telling my buddy that Pharaoh too. I was like, dude, last time I saw him, he just had a different look in his leg. He didn't look like he'd even. I shine him. I guess I was embarrassed, and he wanted to say hi to me. I think we caught contact the eye, and he knew I was probably like wherever I was in my head, middle of the night. He knew I wasn't ready to say what up, I shined him on accident. Same with Greg, dude. I was trying to connect with you, but I didn't want to connect through Doug. Doug was on one. I wanted to connect on a different level where it was just us. I didn't mean to shine you. I love you, dude. You can. And you shine me right back. Touche on the shine. Okay, fuck you then, bro. You got me right back when I called you, so I get it. But yeah, it's deeper than that, dude. Like, you called me up and crying about chicks and stuff. We've been on the level, dude. It don't end. Just like Schmitty, dude. You've been there for me, dude. I don't forget that shit.
Guaranteed.
Shout out Mesa, too. Same thing, dude. You were my cheerleader. When everyone else didn't give a fuck, you were the last one giving me calls.
Yeah, that's
and the first one to give me calls now.
Yeah.
Sparked it up again. You, Schmitty, Sam Lito, and pretty much that's it.
What happened?
And Mark Bianchi.
What, Mesa hit me up for your number. What what was the original spark up on that?
For the Mark Bianchi video, for that nostalgia thing that he wanted to do, that probably Mark wanted to do to pump up his music or something.
Right.
You know, and it was on that Five shit or whatever. They tried to... I don't know what's up with it, but to be able to look at those, my friends, in that timeline, dude, it means the world to me, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck, that was us, dude. That's how we used to fucking be.
Dude. What about shout out to your YouTube page?
You know what? The only reason why that's on there is for a little kid because, and that's another reason, Sam Lito came over on my son's birthday, and I got Clark old man shoes, and I'm trying to show I do an all the impossible first try, and the look in this kid's fucking face brought the spark back, you know. The initial spark, then Mesa calls for Bianchi, and then you call, and it's over. Ever since then, I've been playing skate in my fucking garage, bombing hills and pissing off the elderly of El Granada. They fucking hate me.
That's awesome though. It feels good to roll. Okay,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well,
anything else? Anything else?
No, we need you to. I
shouted out, dude. There could be so many shout outs. The things I saw and the people I experienced. Pete Culpitz, to this day, you got boys loving you. I'm on the ramp in El Granada, and the local kid, shout out to Miles, goes, to tell you the truth, for that time, Pete the Ox is my favorite skateboarder. Do you remember when he had his hand on the tractor doing something? I'm going, no, I don't remember. But, oh, dude, man, it's really cool to see Miles 20 years later talking about the Ox, because I got to see him jump out of Sammy's ditch and fly into the fucking briar bushes when I was 8 or
the
something.
The Ox, yes. peninsula, though, we had some rippers down there. Colt Cannon, fucking Phil, you, Zucci Ronimo, Telch, Johnny Dagger. Shout out to Johnny Dagger. Where are you?
He's dead.
No way.
Yeah, he passed away. Supposedly, ooh. Yeah, he's gone. Hey, Fallen Soldiers. I could make the list, dude.
What about his buddy, Orphan?
I'm going to say he's dead.
No.
Yes. And Ackleberry, dead.
Whoa.
All three of them gone.
Damn.
Graffiti might not be the best thing for you kids. I don't know if it's the paint or whatever. When your daddy tells you not to draw on walls, maybe listen to him, dude, because that's three of them gone. You know, when daddy says, hey, don't fucking draw balloons on my fucking walls, don't do it. okay, that's my other thing. I wanted to make my list, and you guys go off this.
All right.
Shout out Curtis.
Yep.
Shout out Ruben. Shout out Phil, and shout out P-Stone. And you go off that. I mean, there's so many more.
Tim Brock.
Yeah, shout out Tim Brock. Those are the guys that are gone, but not forgotten, because I hear about it. You know, It's the reason why we're here in the first place, was that fire. If you've ever seen Tim Brosh skate, the motherfucker never stopped. This guy would go around the whole Tampa warehouse and never even fall and do shit blunt to stand up nose grind and stall out and jump back in. This motherfucker was so sick. It's all, and like, what's his name was right. Only the fucking best die young, because, dude, that's too many, dude. Guys, Curtis was an angel. Curtis was a fucking angel. On Phil's funeral, he came up to me, what's up, Tim? And I go, hey, dude, let's go check out a pool. One of the last ones I skated with Phil before he died. And he goes, let's go, dude. We go there, and it's one mark of Phil's frontside grind, because we got kicked out. And I remember Phil looking at the owner and going, I got a pool. I got a mark up there. We went back just to look at Phil's mark, and the pool was filled. But I don't give a fuck, dude. I got to see with Curtis Phil's mark and go, at least it's there, Kurt. At least it's there.
Yeah.
An angel. There's only certain people like that.
Yeah.
God need ya.
That's a good one to fucking take it to the bridge. I got a band now, and they're going to...
The Donut Holes or whatever. Yeah, the Happy Donut.
It's called Dodes.
Shout out Mike Crabtree, huh?
Yeah.
Is he? Is he still in your band?
No, I'm not in a band, but I have a band. Donut Holes. No, but that's all shit. But I got a new band. His name's Dodes, and he'll play any song you request to take us out of here.
Everywhere I'm going, they're calling me a stranger. They're calling me a liar. They're calling. You know?
Okay.
You know that one?
Yeah, it's the fucking Klaus, 8th Street.
Shout out Klaus Grabke, dude.
Oh, Santa Cruz.
Shout out Klaus Grabke's and your roommates. We're really cool. I'm sorry, Jens's roommate for the phone bill and all that bullshit. Those guys had to listen to me play 8 days, which I think the band's called, over and over all night long. They had to listen to me and Poncho and Pat Duffy have fist fights. I had to sleep outside like a dog. I got kicked out of Jens's room because he's trying to fuck some 19-year-old Austrian girl. I ran in there to protect myself from Duffy because Duffy trying to kick my ass. Ask Poncho. It's real shit. Shout out to Germany, dude.
Shout out to Piro.
No, shout out to, that was the downfall. You know what? I should have stayed with America. I should have stayed with Dawn. And shout out to Steve Black. Shout out for even getting me there. Going on with you and Ballard. Maybe Ballard and Black. I'm going on that little road trip with you and skating with Cox and Brosh and Mark Johnson. I got to skate with all those guys one-on-one. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I got snot in my nose?
No, okay. I do.
Hey. Word up, guys, dude. This meant the world to me. I haven't skated in fucking 16 years. Dude. These guys, I don't want to fuck. I'm shredding till I'm dead. I swear to God. I will shred till I'm dead now. I swear to God.
Yes, Tim. That's so good to hear. Thanks so much for coming down here. And I'm sure we're going to be out there skating. So, shout out to Tired, because they got to send you some love.
Dude, you know what?
Board, shirts.
Tired, if you could, just one for the wall, maybe a hoodie, a couple shirts for the kid or something. Maybe some stickers for the ramp.
Yeah.
Same goes. I'm going to try to get a hat and like a hoodie out of here right now. I mean, it's all love. Shout out Aaron Jones. Shout out Skate Virus. That's my, Schmitty sent me a box with some wheels. All I ride is Spitfires now. That's all I like. I like the 98s and I like the 101s. All I ride is Indies. I just bought some Andrew Reynolds Shout out to Society Skate Shop. I spent $500, and all you guys have given me is 5 stickers, dude. Atlas gave me. First time I walked into Atlas, they gave me like 10 shirts, bros. But the energy, hey, thank you, dude. Your shoe selection, dude, and all that. I'll keep going there, okay? One more thing. Yeah, Aaron Jones. It's a skate tool, Force Skate Tool and Skate Virus. He looked out. First box in a while. I'm riding those boards, and they got popped, dude. So I'm going to look out for him, dude.
Look out for Dr. Jones at the San Jose Flea Market every other Sunday.
Yeah, check out Jones. He'll be selling used skateboards at the San Jose Flea Market. Dude, we should just have a comedy. We could just go off.
Hey, do me one favor. Dude, this is Tim McKinney, and you're listening to Talkin' Schmidt.
This is Tim McKinney, and you're listening to Talkin' Schmidt, dude, and it's been the world. I can't believe I'm up here in the old slap. Well, this is the energy. This is right where you want to be. If there was any good energy in this place, it's the old slap, and I'm not talking Whiteley slap. I'm talking Da slap.
Peace out.
As soon as I fit in, who are you gonna bring the bad things to?